Currently, TPV holders will never be able to apply for permanent residency in Australia, adding to the constant threat of deportation. Those on TPVs have restricted access to travel, study and welfare. Julia Andre has more.
Yesterday, pleas for freedom were shouted by refugees outside the Department of Immigration and Border Protection in Sydney CBD. The group was protesting current government policy, which blocks those on temporary protection visas, or TPVs, from accessing permanent citizenship. But perhaps the biggest toll for these refugees is their inability to help their families escape war and persecution back at home. Zaki Haidari escaped Afghanistan 7 years ago and is now working at the ANU in Canberra. But for Zaki, his fears for his family are all-consuming.
I have to call my mom almost every night before I go to bed because the security situation is really bad and it's getting worse every day. I call them to see how they're doing and if they're okay because there's a bomb goes off every day or something else happens. I'm panicking to find out if they're okay. I could lose them in any moment.
According to Human Rights Watch, Australia is the only country to grant temporary protection status to refugees who have been recognised as genuinely in need of protection, according to the 1951 Refugee Convention. The instability of Zaki's stay has left him feeling desperate.
I feel safe physically. There's nothing harm. Like, if I compare myself to one of my brother, when they go out in the morning, they don't know if they will be back home by the evening. At least I don't have that concern. So I'm physically safe. But yeah, mentally, I am not safe at all. I keep worrying, how long do I have the safety that I have at the moment? Because it is temporary. But for my family, I do worry a lot for them. So every time that bombs goes off or someone is dead, I get panic, take my phone, call mom to check if my siblings are okay.
Uniting Justice Australia has claimed that TPVs will create a second class of refugees in Australia who are stuck in a cycle of poverty and disadvantage. In her work, Sarah Dale, the principal lawyer at Refugee Advice and Casework Services, has seen the despair these refugees are experiencing firsthand.
I think there's a real sense of lethal hopelessness for those that hold temporary protection visas and safe haven enterprise visas. People are desperately trying to meet the criteria of those visas to try and hope to access some kind of pathway for permanency so that they can get access to things like family reunion. The reality is, though, those pathways are completely blocked with hurdle after hurdle, and the reality is that these visas are only going to lead to further temporariness. And therefore those hurdles will remain and people will remain here unsettled without any sense of stability, without any sense of a future and separated from their families.
As the only dedicated provider of free legal advice to refugees in New South Wales and without government funding, Refugee Advice and Casework Services faces a challenge in serving its clients' needs. Particularly as the government has given no indication of what the reapplication process for TPVs will entail.
People have had to make those reapplications, people have had to lodge those forms, but we haven't really seen the reapplication process moving yet. So as lawyers, we can't really advise people on what to expect because we ourselves haven't seen it yet and don't necessarily know.
Working to provide for his family back in Afghanistan, Zaki hopes his uncertain future includes permanent citizenship in Australia.
I have been living in Australia for over 7 years, and I do feel like I'm an Australian citizen, not by the paper, but the feeling that I have for Australia and the community. Like I think it would be really nice if I could call Australia my permanent home, but I know it's a big ask, but the other thing that I would have asked was, even if I could have my family here with me, for even if my visa is expiring in the next 2 years, if I can have my family for the next 2 years with me, and to give them a break from the war zone, to have with me in a peaceful environment, and I don't have to worry about them. Even if it's temporary, it would mean the world for me and my family. Just to experience, you know, the peaceful environment with them together, and not to worry what's happening with them and what's happening with me.
Refugee Zaki Haidari, ending that report by Julia Andre.